Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. Market analysis time now. The ag markets are all about oil. So says Bolt Ag Marketing's Dwayne Bussey and Ag Resources' Dan Bossy.
I believe he's talking about the Strait or some kind of oil payment or something like that. I don't know particulars. I think the market's anxious for Thursday when maybe some of these high-level negotiations will hit a higher pitch. But I know that the market's anxious for this kind of news. And, you know, it's important when you've got the grain market's long about 540,000 contracts of commodities heading into a new growing season, or grains, let's call it. And then we have a war that would be over. There would be an unwind. And that's the concern in the marketplace, that unwind, speculative unwind, if the war finds a way to be completed.
I like the corn market. I mean, basically kind of back to the war, though. When crude oil rallies this much, corn usually does as well. But also, that's got good fundamentals behind it, too. Weekly export shipments were solid yesterday. Another flash sale to Mexico yesterday. There's talk that EPA is going to announce some positive biofuel news, maybe as soon as this Friday at the White House. So I'm kind of on the bullish side of corn for a while, but I want to be out of those positions by March 31st. That's a big planning intentions report. I don't know, Jeff and I in this office both feel a little bit like, man, that number might be higher than people think. And the quarterly stocks number is going to be very high because remember last year's crop was huge. So typical USDA reports, I like to kind of duck and hide then.
The oil seeds, we have a near record position of long soybeans, soybean oil, and soybean meal all combined. So it's the second largest on record. So the oil seeds, if you will, or the soy complex, is heavily long. If you think about the corn market, we've got them up to about 240,000 contracts of long. So we're still, you know, well under what I would consider to be an extreme of 400 to 450,000 contracts. And in the wheat market, we're generally near flat at this point, maybe a little long in KC, a little short in Chicago. But to me, it's the oilseed market that has the biggest risk should the war be over. Since January 1st, I'm going to back us up to the beginning of the year. You know, the corn and soybean markets are up 11 and 13% respectively. If I look at Argentinian corn, it's actually down 4% this year. So even though our prices in Chicago have been rising, the global markets, whether it's Russian wheat or Argentinian corn, or something like, the Brazilian soybeans, they're hardly moved or in some cases lower. So if we end the war, my assumption would be is that the United States needs to get back into hunt for world grain demand. It kind of loses its peg, if you will, with energy futures. And we kind of sag back to where the world market is, let's say, you know, $237 on Russian wheat, you know, somewhere in the vicinity of, you know, $206 or $7 in Argentinian corn. So we'd have some downside risks there as we go forward as the unwind occurs. We're now about 87 cents today relative to April Gulf versus Paranaguay. So okay. Paranaguay is about 87 cents cheaper. At one point, 10 days ago, we were $1.60 cheaper in Paranaguay. So because of the limit down move in soybeans, following the Paris meetings on a Monday, that spread has come in, but we're still not seeing much new soybean demand relative to an 85 or 87 cent discount. Politics showed us in November that if China wants to buy beans and they may be 85 cents higher, China will buy beans. It's still, that door is wide open. The problem being is if the summit gets delayed to the middle of May or the beginning of June, our window to get those beans out the door by the end of the crop year narrows. I mean, remember, it takes anywhere from 5 to 6 weeks once you make a purchase, line up certificates and freight and do all the things that an exporter needs to do. It's probably a 5 to 6 week kind of deal. And so those beans wouldn't leave. Let's say we have a summit mid-May, they would leave at the end of June. So that leaves you July and August. And so a lot of us analysts, if you will, who had 7 or 8 million tons of beans into China, I've now taken it down to 3 to 4. I'm at 3. I'm still hopeful that China buys something, but it's not the 8 million metric tons. And I think the July-November spread is indicating that as we continue to lose and probably headed back towards the teens, if you will, in that spread relationship versus 26 or 27 cents today.
Thoughts on the oil-driven markets from Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing on Farm Talk, and Dan Bossy, Ag Resource Company on AgriTalk. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with the weather.